Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Welcome to our live feed update for July 31st. It's the last one of July. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, Taryn. How are you today?
Doing well. We're here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And things happened. It was a kind of a slower day yesterday.
A lot of cornhole happened.
Yeah.
Conversations, but also a lot of cornhole.
That's it's a slow day when cornhole is going on. So basically just a lot of reconfirming things we already knew. Nothing major went on yesterday. So don't expect major changes to be occurring here.
No, just a lot of discussing the same plan over and over again. Everything is quite the same. Level 6, 5, 4, whatever they're about to become, still planning to take out Rachel and Bailey and the Hive, or yeah, whatever that alliance is called today. Definitely still think it's going to be a unanimous vote, which is cute. Real cute.
Real cute. Yes. Yes. The Faute side plus Scotty has now, they already called themselves the Sacred Six, and I kept calling them Faute because I don't care what they're going to name themselves after Faute. They're always going to be Faute in my heart.
Yeah. Why do they have to rename themselves like 10 times?
Yes. So now they've named themselves the Hive. That's Bailey, Fessy, Haley, Rockstar, and Scotty. But I am going to continue to call them Faute. And I suggest everyone else do the same because they are not allowed to escape that name. I will not be referring to them as the Hive. I will just so everyone knows, Faute means Scotty is included there and Bailey is included there. The Faute side.
I loved that they called themselves the Hive, like within the same 24 hours where like a bee had stung Rockstar. It's like, there's something there. There's an analogy.
Yes, Annie says the new name should be Four of Us Now That Caitlin Is Gone. Fount gig gig.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. All right. So we started the day with Angela and Sam. They were talking about what happened between, them and Rock and Rachel and everything that happened with Rachel, throwing out everyone's name when she was suggested as a pawn. And they also talk about how they think Rachel may have been the hinky vote with everything that went down, last week. And this is Angela basically just explaining, we're going to be voting Rachel out this week. And here's why, and Sam is down with that reasoning.
It really feels like Angela has just turned into this person where it's like she'll find any reason to like be upset with someone or like not like what they're doing. It's like, yeah, and she was probably the one who did the hinky vote, and like, I think she killed my childhood dog, and it's just like she's really just pulling all of these, and this is like used to be her, like her ride or die. Like this is like quite a heel turn for Angela. But she's pulling out all of the reasons to justify taking out Rachel here.
Yeah, it really is kind of the danger of what I was impressed with just last week, where they had been talking, Angela and Rachel, about how they don't hang out as much as they could be because they wanted to keep their relationship under wraps and they wanted to play up that they had, you know, things that divided them, things that annoyed them about each other. And that's a really fantastic asset to have in the game if you're able to maintain that connection with somebody without having to hang out with them and being able to kind of talk trash about them with them knowing that's happening and being able to stay together because of that. The downside, though, of course, is that when you don't hang out with somebody all the time, that connection does fade. It's what Caitlin and Tyler were talking about.
It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. It just became actually the truth.
Exactly. And Angela, you know, Angela is that, like, out of nowhere, this cutthroat player that continues to make bad decisions for her game, but like very adamantly so and very in a very cutthroat way. And so she is just going to let Rachel go here. In fact, she's not even just going to let her go. She's going to actively work toward getting her out. It's Rachel's got no chance here.
No, she, like, Angela is digging the grave and is planning on throwing the dirt on top of the grave once it's done. Like, it's completely over. And I don't understand, like, throughout yesterday, Angela is with Casey almost the entire day. And, like, you don't see Angela and Rachel together at all. Like, I don't understand how Rachel's not picking up on it. Like, at what point is she like, oh, maybe this whole, like, we're not spending as much time together thing, you know, somewhat concerning. Like, there's no check-ins or anything, seemingly. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't understand. But I mean, Rachel had been so paranoid, and it's like yesterday she was pretty subdued.
Yeah. Annie in the chat, man, Annie killing it in the chat today. It says, the mountain, Cersei Lannister, the hound, Ilyn Payne, Rachel. Yeah, that's a quote from Angela, probably. She's got a hit list. Yeah, you know, it's, thinking about it, I don't think this move is actually worse than, I think the move last week for Angela to turn on Caitlin was a worse move than this one. And that's because, you know, as things are playing out right now, Angela may be kind of vulnerable. A lot of people are coming for Angela. She doesn't know this, but by shaking things up and keeping Brett instead of Rachel, she may diminish the target on her back because a lot of people see those three women as a trio, and that they need to be taking a shot at them as early as next week. And so in some ways, even though this is kind of still a bad move for Angela to take out one of her own allies, it does, you know, diminish the target on her back, and it may end up being a net positive. But very unintentionally.
I still think that this isn't a good choice for her. I still think that keeping Rachel around is still a target that is not, you know what I mean? Like, as long as that Rachel's in the house, like, she's going to be more of a lightning rod than her or Casey. And I think that Angela really thinks that she's got Casey. But what she doesn't realize is that Tyler has Casey. Like, she does not have, so she's really losing. And I don't know how close her and Brett will be going forward with Brett staying in the house. But I really do think that she's cutting off something that she, you know, she could really be using later in the game.
Yeah. So. For sure. It's like I said, probably a bad move either way. You know. We'll just have to see. Tyler ends up not using the veto. So the final nominees are Brett and Rachel. Nothing is going to change that at this point. Bailey and Tyler are going to have a conversation afterward. Bailey's very happy with Tyler. She's like, I love you, Tyler. I trust you. This is amazing. Thank you so much. And Tyler's like, what did I tell you, Bailey? We're going to use the veto. What are you talking about? Of course. We're good.
I just can't believe, like, how it almost seems fake, like, how much she trusts him. Like, I keep on, like, waiting for, like, this, like, psych kind of moment, but, like, he leaves the room and she's like, oh, I love that guy, and it's just like, what?
Yeah, well, like, it's like when she won HOH and she had that long conversation with Tyler, and like so many people are like, oh, guys, don't be stupid. She's obviously playing him here. And, you know, even when I like I had to like on the update be like, guys, I don't think she was playing it. Here's the reasons why I don't think so. And I had a bunch of people in the chat like, oh, you're crazy. Stop being a Tyler lover. And then like we see in the episode, she's in the diary room. She's reinforced. Completely believes everything that she's talking about with this. And you're right, like, it does seem unbelievable, but it is the case.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's easy for us to say, I guess, because we're seeing absolutely everything and we know Tyler for the player that he is. But it's just like, I watch these conversations happen and then like Tyler leaves the room and like she's just like, yeah. And I don't understand. But I, you know, you're not in there. You're not seeing everything. So.
Yes. So then Bailey is going to talk with Rachel. She's going to talk about like, yeah, I think you have the votes to stay. Don't worry about it. Rachel is going to have a lot of conversations with the other side of the house about whether she has the votes. And they are all under the assumption that she does. So she's going to get a lot of reassurance from people who don't know what they're talking about that she will be staying this week.
Yeah, she's talking to the wrong people. Not that I really think that there's anything she can do, you know, to get her alliance back, but she doesn't realize that this is happening. There's lots of conversation about, yeah, like, I'm not going to like throw Brett under the bus, but, you know, I'm just going to like, I'm going to campaign for myself. And then Bailey and like Fessy are in the room at one point and they're talking about, yeah, I think this is going to be like the first actual unanimous vote. And it's just like, these people have no idea. And you're campaigning to the wrong people. They have no control. You know this firsthand. You've watched your own alliance hoodwink these people every single week. Like, how are you trusting their judgment here? I just don't understand why Rachel is like, she's enforcing things with the people that really don't have the say.
Yeah. Rachel then asks more questions about Bailey's power. Bailey is implying that it lasts at least two more weeks. She would use it to protect Fessy if somebody like Casey won, and she does have to make the change before the nominations. She can't make them after the nominations. So Rachel has all that info, and people like Tyler and Casey and Angela have a much more murky understanding of what the power is and what it does. So, you know, Rachel will, as we'll talk about, imply to Tyler that she will tell him more about the power later. So it'll be very interesting to hear, to see if he can get that information from her before they vote her out.
Yeah. Is that going to be as she's walking out the door to Julie, or I'm just trying to figure out when the later is?
Yeah. and Bailey's like annoyed as she continues to elaborate and explain the details of her power and like how exactly they can counteract it. I still don't understand, you know, like, I guess she's like, she's dug the hole, so she needs to like live in it or something, but and I guess she's probably not allowed to lie, but man, like, she's really messed herself up with this one.
Yeah, she's done this to herself. Like, she's mad that she's having to explain this more to, you know, someone that she's put on the block and potentially like kind of pissed off. It's like, you opened this bag of worms or can of worms. There's no bag of worms.
you could have a bag of worms.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, for like fishing or something. I don't know. Sure. Metaphors.
Yeah. So JC tells Rachel that she has his vote, but don't go around telling people. I don't want to hear that you're saying you have my vote. That's not what I want. And I do think that right now I think one of the biggest chances for Rachel to stay is if JC really just decided to go, you know, his own way. And, you know, he's telling both Rachel and Brett that they have his vote. He's telling Tyler that he's going to vote that way. He's telling the other side he's going to vote the other way. He could, if he wanted to, just vote whichever way he wanted and decide who gets evicted. The difference being that he's set up to blame Scotty if he votes with Level 6, and it will be obvious that it was him if he votes with Faute. That said, I think that he's gotten away with every single hinky vote, and I think that he might think that he would be able to get away with it no matter what he did. So there's definitely a small chance that he could vote Brett out, but obviously he's always hated Rachel, and it would be a lot easier to vote for Brett to stay for him. So that's what I do expect him to do.
Yeah, I don't see the upside to getting rid of Brett for him over Rachel. So as much as I feel like JC kind of just makes these decisions like out of boredom or wanting to create chaos or just kind of not wanting anyone to, you know, dictate his game, he's very like he has a lot of pride and ego, it seems, and that it's kind of more about like what he wants to do. I still don't think that this is one of the weeks that he's going to, you know, put himself in that position. But who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yes. So Bailey talks to Sam. She tells Sam that she doesn't really care which way people vote. And this is not the right tact to take with Sam here. This is exactly what Scotty did. He said, I don't care which one goes. And then it's like thinking that Brett would obviously go. And then guess what? Winston stayed. And now Bailey is doing the exact same thing where she's telling people, I don't care, which is giving them the room to be like, all right, she doesn't care. Let's blindside him then.
It's kind of like when you know, like you're trying to choose between two restaurants and you're like, you know what? I don't care. Like they're both good. And then like the people are like, okay, well, we're going to go to this place. And it's like, but that isn't actually what I wanted. It's
yep.
Like, well, you told these people that you don't care. You do care. So you're just asking for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And so like it's, you need to take a hard stance on the person you want to go, because everybody knows, including Brett, that Bailey wants Brett to go home. She's not gaining anything by telling people she doesn't care. It's not like she's like, it's not like Brett's going to be like, oh, she doesn't care which one goes home. Oh, there we go. I feel much better about the fact that she put me on the block for me to go home. And if anything, it would upset Rachel, who's going to be like, why is she saying she doesn't care? Is it, she's supposed
she
to be pushing
care.
For Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's already put these people up. Like,
yeah. Exactly. And it's like, especially on a vote that could be as close as this one, like any one person, and it, all it takes is one person to be like, if Bailey's pushing hard, like, no, you need to vote for Brett to go. That's what I wanted. And that's what you promised, like so on and so forth. All it takes is one person to get cold feet and go like, guys, I don't know if I can piss Bailey off. I mean, it's what she did with the veto, and it's why the veto didn't get used. And you know, but because she's not doing that, she's giving them the leeway that they need to make everyone voting that way feel comfortable to keep Brett.
And Tyler, even later on, indicates that, you know, Bailey said to him, like, I don't care who goes. So he's going to use that as, he's already planning to use that as his defense for voting at Rachel. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, what do you expect when you do this? Like, you're not a random person in an alliance that's not trying to show your cards and push too hard for one person over the other. You are the HOH. You made these like nominations. You should have an opinion on who goes. And if you truly do, and it doesn't go your way, like, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Yes. So she says that she also asks about the Women's Alliance and how Sam feels about that. Sam tells her that she doesn't think it's fair to target the guys just because they're guys. She's not really like into that whole idea. She doesn't like this gendered alliance deal. Just sort of, you know, reinforcing what Bailey already knew about Sam and her sort of views about the Women's Alliance.
I mean, she'd like a women's alliance, but she would love a men's alliance.
Yeah. Exactly. So that happens there. Tyler and Casey talk about Sam and how she told both of them that she cares the most about the two of them. And they're loving it. They want to take her as far as possible in this game. You know, if I fully expect, if they are able to run this game the way that they want to, that that Sam will be in their, you know, top five, top four. And then, you know, ideally in each of the person that they bring to the final two, probably, and cut each other over. So
that's
exactly it. Yeah. So watch out for that if that happens. Tyler also lets Casey know about Bailey's power app. Casey was told by Angela that Bailey had one, but she wasn't told the details. So Tyler tells her the few details that he knows, which are kind of slim. She can take over the nominations. It may only be next week. He's not sure. And so on. But she can't control the renomination. So there you go. Casey now knows some of the details.
It's spreading to everyone except for Bailey's allies.
Yes, exactly. And Fessy is going to talk to Bailey and suggest, like, okay, so you should use the power app to put up Angela and Casey next week because nobody would suspect it was you. And Bailey has to be like, yeah, you know what? I do unfortunately feel like, Rachel came up to me and she was like, oh, I know you have the power app. And so it's like, she's probably going to suspect me. I probably can't do it unanimously with people suspecting me so much. I don't know how Rachel figured that out, but she's very sure for whatever reason.
Caitlin passed on her intuintive powers as she left the house.
Exactly. so that's out the window there. No, she can't use it anonymously. Bailey tells Fessy that Haley's back to her old ways. Really, really leaning into the Sam portrayal of Haley. She's back. She's hanging out with Tyler a lot. She's trying to like put some kind of wedge in between Fessy and Haley. I'm not entirely sure why. I think Bailey just does this with everyone. This is what got her in trouble with Rachel. And it's why Rachel's going to go home because she can't help but just like feed people things that will turn them on other people. She really just likes doing that regardless of the strategic value, I guess. So she's really into like feeding Fessy and then feeding Haley like stuff to get them suspicious of each other. And it's also what got her in trouble with Caitlin. She did the same thing with Caitlin when Caitlin was in the house, and that's what caused Swaggy to be backdoored. It was because they found out that when Caitlin and Haley talked to each other, they found out that Swaggy and Bailey were the ones who were like getting involved and talking smack, and then Tyler was able to use that fact to turn Caitlin on Swaggy. So this has always been kind of a flaw in Bailey's game here. And
at this point, I honestly feel like she's just bored and she's trying to create her own soap opera. So like, there's no television in the Big Brother house. She just needs something to keep her entertained, and so she's like winding up all of the little toys and just like letting them go. I mean, that is the only rational, like, why is she trying to cause dissent in two of her allies? Like, she needs things to be working out between everyone. I don't know why. Unless she's got some sort of like situation where she really wants Fessy to start, you know, being more like close to her over Haley, but like that does not strategically benefit the whole alliance. Like, I don't.
Yeah, well, because Haley is the tether that attaches Fessy to Faute. If Haley is not there, then Fessy drifts off with JC and the guys. She needs that to be there. She should not be endangering it. It's like she finds any vein of drama and she just needs to like press on it. She's like, ooh, yes, look at this power that I have. I can amplify this.
She's not a fan of the 90s sitcom with JC and Fessy. She likes the more soap opera dramas, so that's what she's creating for the editors.
I did not mention yesterday because I hadn't seen it yet, but people did inform me that I should be mentioning. There were some very insensitive comments that Bailey was making about Fessy. She was talking to Haley about doing the same thing, pressing on that drama vein and talking about Fessy and how, like, if he wants a virgin, he should go to Pakistan and find one because, you know, the way he's acting is ridiculous. And then yesterday he was, I believe, calling Fessy a Packy, or something along those lines. So Bailey continuing to be probably one of the most problematic people in the house, unfortunately. It's no good.
She's continued to make lots of little comments about mm-hmm. JC too. They just kind of like slip out. It definitely seems to be some sort of like underlying thing that she does. I don't know if she's, especially since she became HOH, she's just been, you know, like just letting things out that should not be coming out of her mouth. And it's not a good look. Not
yes.
Cute.
Just stop with these people.
I mean, who is not going to be on TMZ at this point? Like,
right.
And Haley's still good.
And by the way, the comment about finding a virgin in Pakistan, Rockstar was in the room and she was raucous with laughter. She found that hilarious. Haley also laughed, but it was more of a like default laugh. Like Rockstar was like, took a second and then was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Like burst out laughing. There's nobody in this stupid house can be a good person.
I mean, it kind of takes me back to BB15 when like Andy was present for like a lot of like really like cringeworthy, you know, comments. And in hindsight, he kind of said like, I was just kind of there and I was, you know, laughing along just to kind of, you know, not cause any waves, and it was gameplay. But you have to wonder at like, you know, people that are just kind of standing idly while these things happen, how much of it is them truly just like with Rockstar, like, is she laughing because she actually thinks it was funny, or is like you can't say that that's gameplay or that you're just trying to like go along with things. Like, but people can turn around and kind of spin the narrative however they want once the game's over, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. If you want to judge the laughers, I suggest going back and listening yourself. My read on it was that Haley's laugh was, like I said, kind of just like, you just said something and I'm laughing, but now I'm kind of uncomfortable. Should I have just laughed? Whereas Rockstar really thought about the comment and then like burst out laughing. But with the laughing stuff, I do agree. It's hard to really pinpoint exactly why people are laughing and so on and so forth. Obviously, yeah. Ideally in this situation, we'd get people speaking up, but this is a game and so on and so forth. So that's the Bailey stuff. And it's, this stuff has been happening since basically she won the HOH. And I know that a lot of people are kind of falling out of favor, out of Bailey's favor, kind of jumping off of that train. So that's
everyone's just waiting to find, like, you know, who's the, I think Kirsten tweeted yesterday morning, like, can I get a list, updated list of the non-problematic house guests? Because like, Twitter is trying to figure out who to stan. Like, we're like, we don't want a problematic house guest. We're running out of options here.
Yeah. And like, I think like a lot of people especially are like, Bailey, why? Like, you were the chosen one.
Yeah. We put all of our faith in you and you did this to us.
Like, why are you doing this to us?
It was bad enough that you gave away your power and now you're being very, very like culturally insensitive and racist. This is not cool.
Yeah. All right. So, Bailey then also talks to Haley. They talk about who they should nominate next week. And it's mostly a combination of the three level six women, Angela, Rachel, and Casey. Bailey suggests probably shouldn't nominate Rachel. She's a bit of a nightmare to handle. So maybe it should be Angela and Casey or something along those lines. And Bailey is, again, like I said, going to sort of push this, you know, like, oh, isn't Fessy being so annoying? And, you know, like, hang out with Tyler and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's I find that kind of person so hard to trust when you just like hear them like shit talking everyone. And it's like, and you're the one that's always hearing it, you're just like, what goes on when I'm not around? Like, when she's, you know, pulling this kind of stuff with her own alliance mates, like, I don't know. I don't understand how people think that they're the one person that she's not kind of, you know, talking the smack on. And I just don't understand what her objective is with her own alliance, but.
Mm-hmm. Then she's going to talk to Rockstar. Rockstar talks about her plans for next week. She still wants to backdoor Tyler if she wins HOH. At one point she said that Tyler reminds her of Hayden Moss, and I've seen that comparison before.
Yep.
So, yeah. Rachel has a conversation with Tyler. This is where she tells Tyler, Bailey told me something that I need to tell you about. It'll explain why I believed her when she said the thing about you. Let's have a long conversation about it at some point when we're ready. Like I said, this is just, it's just a matter of, can Tyler get this information out of Rachel before she either finds out she's going to be voted out or gets actually voted out?
Yeah. I mean, you would think, I don't know what later is to Rachel. Like, I don't know why wouldn't she just talk about it with him then? Like, I didn't really understand the tease of the information if she's already gone around and told everyone else, maybe. But that kind of made me feel like she's waiting until after she's off the block and before, or once they know who the next HOH is or something like that. But like, she's not going to have that opportunity if she's waiting for that. So we'll see. We'll see if it does come sooner. You know, maybe Tyler kind of mentions it again now that she's kind of indicated that she's got something to tell him. I mean, he knows absolutely what is going on.
Yeah. I would expect that Tyler will try to find this information out today. Obviously, he already knows, so he probably doesn't feel like there's a lot more she can tell him. He probably doesn't realize how much more detail she has about the power. But, it will definitely be interesting to see what she's able to tell him. Sometimes what happens is that, like, people have a total misunderstanding. Even though Rachel has gotten a lot of details about Bailey's power, she might have a complete misunderstanding of what it does or what it means. And then if she tells Tyler that with confidence, then he might have a misunderstanding of what it means. And that would be ideal for Bailey, since she's probably not allowed to lie about it herself.
I think at this point, like, Tyler definitely will also try to push for details before Rachel goes so that he can use that as reasoning for voting her out, because they've already kind of talked about, like, oh, and she's telling everybody everything. Like later on when it comes out, I think to help his relationship with Bailey, I feel like, you know, giving more reason for why he didn't trust Rachel, maybe. I don't know. Like,
Yeah, I think that, like, if you have a power in the game of Big Brother, and first of all, don't tell people what it is, especially if it relies on the anonymity of the user. But if you do tell people what it is, because it is a power that benefits from you telling people about it, then it might be beneficial to be as vague as possible when explaining like what it does. Like, just act like you're a 2-year-old and that you can't explain things very well, and because you're not allowed to lie about it. But if you explain it in such a way that confuses somebody, and then they explain it in a way that's wrong, that's on them, not on you. That's probably what you want to do in a situation like this. Exactly like Sam did, where, like, the way Sam explained her power was truthful, but so confusing that people were just, like, totally in the dark about what it actually meant.
Except for, I don't think Sam was doing that strategically.
Exactly. But do what Sam did, but strategically. Yeah. And I think that's a good plan. So Fessy and Rachel have a conversation. Fessy tells Rachel he's going to keep her this week. She should be good. He thinks it's going to be unanimous. Like I said, these people, they don't know what they're talking about, unfortunately, for Rachel. Haley is going to tell her the same thing. You should be good. Don't worry about it. Casey, Angela, and Tyler are going to come together. They feel bad for Rachel. It's just the way things go. They are discussing how are they going to explain this vote to Bailey. They come up with a bunch of different ideas. They're going to say that Rachel tried to make final twos with all of them. And that, you know, right after they tried to put this alliance together with Bailey and all of this stuff. So she was running around making alliances with everyone. They're going to tell her, Bailey, that, because Bailey knows that Brett was talking about a women's alliance. They're going to tell Bailey that, Rachel is the one that told Brett about the Women's Alliance. They're going to tell Bailey that that Rachel told them about Bailey's power. And so they've got all of these different things that they're going to come to Bailey at, like, with, like, man, Rachel was just all over the place. We just had to vote her out, or we have to vote her out. They're still kind of deciding whether or not to tell her right before or after. It does seem like they have a lot of pretty decent reasons, and they may be able to sway Bailey with them if they approach it in the right way.
I mean, to me, it seemed kind of like what I was saying earlier with, like, Angela coming up with all of these reasons for why, like, you know, she has to turn on Rachel. It did kind of seem like what would be a reason that you wouldn't want to keep someone? Like, why would I feel betrayed? Like, yes, making final twos with multiple people. And what else? Like, it did kind of seem like a brainstorm session and an actual list. Like, let me give you the list of things why I would not want to keep Rachel. That said, I think that, you know, depending on how it is delivered to Bailey, and just the fact that it is Bailey, and I don't really trust her game instincts at this point anymore, they could get away with it. But I don't know. I just, there's something that seems very manufactured about how they're, you know, discussing what their plan is with why they got rid of Rachel. But I mean, it's all believable, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think that the way I would do it is shortly before the eviction, so that Bailey would not have time to go check with Rachel or anything like that. I would go to Bailey and say, Rachel just told us that you have a power, that you can change things. I think she's freaking out because she thinks she doesn't have our votes or anything. But, like, so she told us about this and she said you're planning on nominating two of us next week. What's going on? And then Bailey will be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then you can spin it like, I mean, well, she was making final twos with us, you know, a while ago. We kind of figured that out. And then Brett was telling us that she's the one that told him about the Women's Alliance. Like, we're really starting to get sketched. Like, what's going on with her? I think Bailey will be pissed. She'll want to confront Rachel, which you'll want to try and prevent her from doing. And so that's why you need to do it at the last second. And then I think that Bailey would be so mad that she'd be I think we should take Rachel out. Like, I think that, like, we need to flip this. And I think it would be enough for Bailey to, like, she'd be so mad in that moment that the power was revealed that I think she'd be okay with the vote flip.
It depends on, like, how, you know, how close to the vote that actually happens, because does Bailey, you know, if Bailey gets wind that, you know, those people are going to vote out Rachel instead of Brett, like, does she attempt to share that information with Faute, Hive, whatever? Like, does she care about leaving them, you know, on the line there? I don't know. Like, there's a lot of question about how they're going to handle this. But Angela talks a lot. She, like, her catchphrase of yesterday was, like, ask for forgiveness rather than permission. So it sounds like they're not going to say too much ahead of time, but enough right before so that Bailey's not blindsided, I guess. So,
yeah, you know, thinking about it, like, it may be better to do the thing where it's like, you do it so last minute that you can't talk to Bailey in private. And you, so you just kind of go up to her, like, and whisper, like something's happening with Rachel. Like, Rachel just told us something and I'm not sure. Like, yeah, we need to talk afterward.
Yeah.
And then have the vote go down the way it did. And, you know, then just be like, Bailey,
I tried to warn you.
We flipped at the last second, but we had no time to tell you. Rachel told us you had a power and that you were targeting us, and we didn't believe her. We decided to trust you, and you know, like so on.
It seems so insane, though. But like, honestly, like, what's going to work with these people?
It's been working in this house.
I know, I know. Every time, I'm like, okay, yeah, people are buying this. So you know, I won't be shocked by anything that happens at this point.
They're coming up with all kinds of plans. It's going to be entertaining regardless of what happens. We're going to get another split vote here. The vote count as of right now is 5-4 with Tyler, Tyler, Angela, Casey, JC and Sam voting to evict Rachel, and Scotty, Fessy, Haley and Rockstar voting to evict Brett. No signs that that's going to change anytime soon, although, like I said, small chance JC goes crazy, so you never know about that. But that's what we're looking at here.
Yep. I mean, I'm just glad that we're looking at another split vote. Like, we're so blessed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really feel like, for as much talk of like how great Caitlin was to bring drama and everything like that, I really feel like it's the boldness of level six, that's been making this season so great, because so often, you know, Fauté's been in power and level six has been like, you know what, screw what they want. We want to do what we want. And so often the opposing alliance will just go along with the other side's plan because they don't want to make waves. You know, they want Brett out instead of Winston. Let's not piss them off. Let's just take, it doesn't matter to us. Let's just take Brett out. They want, you know, Brett out over Rachel, whatever. We'll just take Brett out. Like, but they're not afraid to assert their will even when they don't have power. And I think that's what's really making the season electric.
They're confident and they're cohesive, which is why they can make things happen without actually having the power. And then Fauté is just like the opposite of that. Like, they don't trust each other. They, you know, like, they're a hot mess. They're, you know, caught up in dramatics and interpersonal relationships. And so even though they keep having HOHs, like, they can't get any of their agendas taken care of. So it's a really interesting balance. But I mean, I just hope that it'll kind of can continue like as much as possible, but we will see. It'd be interesting to see who takes HOH next. And yeah.
Yes. Fancy in the chat has a preview of Thursday night. Fessy after the vote. I'm so confused. What's going on?
This is such an experiment.
Yeah.
The crazy experiment.
We did get Haley hanging out with Brett last night, which of course was making Fessy jealous. So you know, that was going on. Brett has also been hanging out with Scotty a lot, which is all part of the plan to frame Scotty for the fifth vote, which is, I mean,
poor Scotty.
They're really setting it up well here.
Oh yeah.
It's we've got a lot of moving pieces in the works here. Just kind of waiting for Thursday when all of this explodes.
Yeah, I feel a little bad that we're losing, you know, like a crazy variable in Rachel. But I you know, I keep reminding myself that there's still a lot of, you know, craziness in the house. And so we're not losing everything. I mean, we lost Caitlin and we're dealing with it. So there's going to be chaos. Like, when you have these sort of divisions in the house, there's going to be something no matter what. So
I do feel bad for Rachel because I felt like she had potential in this game and it's going to be unrealized. Especially because she was like one of the few people that was like, guys, why are we evicting Caitlin? That's so dumb. And if they hadn't evicted Caitlin, they wouldn't be in this position in the first place. So she's the one, you know, taking the fall for the move that she knew they shouldn't make. But then at the same time, like, she totally put herself in this spot as well by like believing Bailey in that spot when it made no sense to. And just in general, like, freaking out and not handling, knowing, like, even just last last week when she knew the right move, she wasn't able to express that in a productive way. She's really saying, I wish we could see more of Rachel. But you know, when you tank your own game in a spot like this, there's not much you can do.
No, it's on her at this point. So it's disappointing, but that's Big Brother.
That's Big Brother. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
One last thing, just a funny conversation like late last night between Rockstar and Sam. Just, I really enjoyed Rockstar basically giving Sam like this, you know, instructional, like how jury works and how the end of the game works. And like, it was shocking. Like Sam's like, whoa, wow. Like it seemed fake, but it's absolutely sincere. Like, I don't know. It's just a really funny conversation, especially if you enjoy, like, you know, Sam's learning about the game. I really, really enjoyed that. Like, I couldn't believe that at this point, Sam still doesn't really know actually what jury is. She's like, so you mean like we could be hanging out for like the next 2 months, like you and I? And like Rox was like, yeah, like, you know, hopefully both of us like here, not the jury house. Like,
yeah.
It was just, yeah, it was a hilarious conversation.
Good stuff. All right. So we will be, I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. Tonight, we have the round table. Should have a lot of fun on that one. I expect a lot of movement on the stock prices. I will be releasing the form for you to rate the players this week on my Twitter at Armstrong Taren, right after this podcast ends. So make sure you're on the lookout for that. You rate the players, you answer the bonus questions. We're gonna do it all tonight. I'm sure Brent is gonna come in hard with the Bailey defense and the Tyler attacks. So we'll have some fun. Don't make sure you don't miss it. Then we've got tomorrow night's episode, Thursday night's episode. We've got recaps for both of them. It'll be a lot of fun. Jenny, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Jenny Autumn.
All right. Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us this morning. I will see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.